So the deeper truth is relational. And that brings me on to the last thing I wanted to talk about, the last way I wanted to approach view, and that's ritual and metaphor. And I realise that I follow view by pursuing my sense of fascination about what is real. That essential emotional quality that makes you want to pursue something. As we've been saying, that's the same as faith. What fascinates me is what keeps me on the path, what gives direction and momentum to my practice, shows the truths that I must follow. And it's essential, this fascination, this quality of fascination, because as Bhante says, nothing that is thoroughly amenable to rational analysis will satisfy us for long. That's why wisdom is not just analytical awareness, but appreciative, aesthetic understanding. So I find myself, unlike the ESs, I find myself fascinated by poetry, metaphor, ritual. Standing on emptiness is itself a metaphor. So standing in the view, we see that there's a poem at the heart of the world. According to the view, reality has a nature, and we can perceive it. And it's the same reality for the mind and the heart. Faith in conditionality is deep conviction in the view. The heart's release is a total release, a release into totality, pointing to the boundlessness and unbroken upness of reality. Like space it is, without a break or crack. But it's also an unknowable totality. It's a mystery. Can't be approached very closely other than through poetry, yet we can be happy in it. I was thinking with Milarepa, happy is the mind, powerful and confident, steeped in the realm of totality. If you means anything to me, it means that. That's how I want to be. Happy is the mind, powerful and confident, steeped in the realm of totality. And also, with a healthy body, I glorify the mandala of the whole. So, Reginald Ray tells us that the deeper truth is relational. And this is also the basis of ritual, because the essence of ritual is communication. Why do we need to communicate with other beings? Because communication is the exchange of energy and experience. And we need continuously to be in a process of exchange with others. Other beings have things to give to us, and we have things to give to them. The only way that this occurs is through the give and take of communication. The pathways of this exchange are our interconnectedness with other beings, and ritual opens these pathways and allows exchange and communication to occur. So, like ritual, metaphor makes connections which enrich, suggests an openness of perception, a shift of perspective, at best a generous, rejoicing quality. I think metaphor is important for view, because if view is seeing the relation of things, then imagination, stepping beyond a particular view, is our means of perceiving it. View is seeing consequences and seeing relations, not just with the corporeal eye, as Blake calls it, but with an eye for a connection to something deeper. So we must use our imagination. It requires the vivid immediacy of samatha and the presence, the felt connection of vipassana. So in the recognition of a connection, you give value and loving attention to something. You transfer qualities, you link, you connect, you see things in relation and with openness. The example that came to my mind was from Calendar Girls. Do you remember that bit where they talk about the women of Yorkshire are like flowers? Well, the women of Yorkshire are flowers. So, that's the example that came to my mind. That's a metaphor. The women of Yorkshire are flowers. And as you watch that movie and you listen to that poem, you know what they're on about. So it's valuable because it resists the easy option of habitual responses and interpretation. In one sense, it's a form of projection, metaphor, and poetry. literally a thing made, a making up, a making of connections. But in another sense, as Subhuti once said to me, you don't make connections, you recognise them. And if, as in the Dhammapada, as in the Yogacara, we constantly create a world, then why not create a positive one, I say. So thinking metaphorically, we begin to build ritual into the world. We begin to reveal the ritual in the world. Through ritual, one's led to take a larger view of one's life and one's world. So metaphor, looking again, looking for connections, is the readmission of the familiar in a new way, without dwelling in the safety of our habitual interpretations, but dwelling in the gap between simple sense consciousness, simple sense perceptions, and the judgments we so quickly make about things based on pre-existing labels. Put in another way, with metaphor we can re-enchant the world.